Welcome to Sports Spectrum, the sports and faith podcast that brings Jesus back into the conversation. Here's your host, Jason Romano.
Welcome, everyone, to a throwback edition of Sports Spectrum's podcast. I'm Jason Romano. Today, we're going to throw it back to October 10th, 2017, in our conversation with Arizona Cardinals running back David Johnson. It was episode number 45 of the podcast. David was selected in the third round of the 2015 NFL draft by the Arizona Cardinals, 86th overall. In his first two seasons, he rushed for over 1,800 yards and 32 total touchdowns, was named first-team All-Pro, and selected to his first Pro Bowl just in those first two seasons. And then in 2017, he dislocated his wrist in the third quarter of the very first game of the NFL season, and we were able to talk to David in the midst of that recovery from his wrist injury that kept him out for 2 to 3 months in 2017. So take a listen to our conversation with David Johnson. This is a portion of that conversation as we throw it back to October of 2017, episode 45 here on Sports Spectrum. We're talking to David Johnson here, Arizona Cardinals running back on the Sports Spectrum podcast. Now, David, your rookie year, you get to Arizona on the field. Pretty good. You have success right away. Like I mentioned earlier, you scored 12 touchdowns. You play a key role. Your rookie season, and you're in the NFC Championship game. But my question for you is more off the field. As a believer in Christ, what was life like for you spiritually, adapting into the NFL and sort of the rigors that come with professional football for you spiritually? What was that like?
Spiritually, it was actually pretty tough just because when I came in as a rookie, it was a whole new change for me. So I didn't have the normal where I go and talk to my Bible group leader, Ken Troutman. I didn't have people that I normally go and talk to about the Bible. I had to kind of figure it out on my own, me and my wife. So we just, spoke to each other, had to find a new church and everything. So it was actually pretty tough. I felt like my rookie year, I might have, slipped off my spiritual trail for a little bit, but I was able to talk to Ken, talk to my wife, and regain that strength in God. And I feel like that was probably one of the toughest things is, especially since I had to learn the playbook. I had so much going on in my life. I'm an adult now. I have to I have to fend for myself as far as food, paying rent, and everything like that, to where I think it kind of strayed me away from learning about God and learning more in the Bible, reading the Bible and stuff. So that was a lot going on.
Who were some of the guys on the team that you may have looked to as mentors, or maybe you had a team chaplain or somebody that was able to kind of at least keep you afloat during that rookie season when, like you said, everything's coming at you like a whirlwind?
I definitely feel like I lucked out because luckily the guy who is our rookie developer, Anthony Edwards, is also a pastor, and he's one of the guys we speak to the most. So I was actually lucked out to be able to talk to the same guy who talks to us about financial dependability. And also talk to him about off the field stuff and on the field stuff, and then about the Bible. So I feel like I lucked out because I can talk to the same guy about mostly anything that I need to talk about as a rookie. So he was the one who really, I started talking to about faith, getting back on the faith trail, and getting back strong in reading the Bible.
Was there a player, a teammate of yours that maybe you saw and you were like, okay, I gotta be around that guy a lot, whether it's spiritually or just how to carry yourself as a professional? Because you got a couple of veterans there who everybody knows who are pretty solid as people and in their faith. So I'm just curious for you, was there a particular teammate?
So there was a lot of teammates that has carried me in the aspect of how to carry myself and how to be a professional on and off the field. Larry Fitzgerald has been one of the biggest ones. He's one of the guys who helped teach me the playbook, who not even necessarily who I've gone up and spoke to, but just watching his work ethic on the practice field. He's one of the guys who's playing catch before and after practice. He's one of those guys that's always trying to work, get better on his hands, even though everyone knows he has one of the best catching abilities as far as receivers in the league. And just watching him off the field as well. He's such a professional, the way he conducts himself. He's one of the guys who's taught me that, you know, when I have to do an interview after a game, most of the guys are still, you know, you take a shower and most of the guys are still getting dressed. And he's one of the guys who taught me, you know, tell the cameras, tell the media, let me get dressed first so I can look presentable in wow. front of the cameras. Because you never know who's watching you as you're talking in that interview. So he's one of the guys who taught me to talk, let them know, you know, let me get on my clothes so I can, you know, look apart and look professional while I'm talking to you guys. And he's also teaching me, you know, how to do other stuff, financials. And then one of the biggest things is just watching him on the field. He is one of the best route runners I've seen. And I've learned, you know, it's not necessarily how fast you run the route to get open. It's, you know, your techniques, how to run the route, use your leverage, use your size and everything like that. And then also Andre Ellington being a big guy, big mentor in me, because me being a running back, he is also a running back, and he's taught me the playbook. He's teaching me the blitz protection, and he's teaching me how to run routes as a running back, because he was the one who was doing it before I got here. So just watching him, and then all the running backs really were helping me. You know, Kerwin, Steph when he was here, Marion when he was here, and teaching me the playbook. And then just spiritually, I would have to say Drew Stanton. He's one of the guys during camp. He leads our players only Bible study. And he's such a good guy to listen to, talk to, because he knows so much about the Bible. And he also goes to Anthony Edwards, who's the guy I was mentioning about being our player developer, and also who is also a preacher. So he's the one who talks to him, and then he conducts our players only Bible study. So I've learned from him, talking to him in our Bible study, and just picking his brain on you know, different aspects, especially as an athlete, where we can learn from the Bible.
David, describe for the fan or the listener of this podcast that can't be in that players only Bible study, what it's like. How does it work? Is Drew literally leading it and it's a bunch of guys just kind of listening like you're in a classroom? Or is it conversation, more of like a small group setting? Talk about what that sort of Bible study, players only Bible study, is like.
So it is a small group session, usually about 10 to 15 of us. And we just get around at the dining center, get around the table. And Drew is the one who's leading it. So he's the one who's starting it off by prayer. And then he talks about what the topic is to that day, whether it's financial, whether it's anything that players or just people in general, guys in general, have to deal with. And he's the one who starts it. And then, you know, from there, he'll ask questions. Guys will answer or give their thoughts about, you know, that topic or that verse that we read. And we'll read verses, go along. Different guys will read verses, and we'll just talk and communicate, conversate about the topic or about the verse, what we think we got out of the verse compared to what another guy thinks he got out of the same verse. So that's what I really learned, because if I just read the verse myself, maybe I miss something that someone else has thought about, or a different perspective that person has got from the same verse.
You know, Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron. And it sounds so much like the locker room of an NFL team, especially for you, David, that reigns so supremely true, that it really is about sharpening each other and accountability and fellowship.
That is so true. Iron definitely sharpens iron, because, you know, when we're all holding each other accountable, that's the biggest thing with us, is that not just spiritually, but football wise, but especially spiritually, guys, when we hold each other accountable, when we're talking with those verses and communicating and talking about different ways that we can show our glory to God through our platform, how we conduct ourselves, so people don't have to question if we are, you know, God-fearing people. People don't have to ask us if we are Christians. They know by the way we conduct ourselves, by the way we speak, by the way we play football, even just the small things that I've learned from what I've learned from the Bible. Just those small things go a long way of how I conduct myself.
That was David Johnson, Arizona Cardinals running back, from October 10th, 2017, here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. That was episode number 45, and you can go back and listen to that entire episode by simply clicking over at sportsspectrum.com and searching David Johnson Podcast, and you'll find that entire interview to listen to. You can also go on whatever app you listen to podcasts on, whether it's iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Just search David Johnson Sports Spectrum, and you can listen to the entire interview that we did back in October of 2017. Thanks for listening to this episode. We love you guys. Brand new episode coming your way tomorrow. Make sure you look for that. Subscribe, download, listen to all of our interviews. So many archival content. So many interviews that you can check out going back to March 31st, 2017 and our debut on Sports Spectrum. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. This is the Sports Spectrum Podcast.